This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutan is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey,
welcome. Happy Thursday, the 3rd of July. It's the quiet before the storm.
Yeah, you know what? Real quick, shout out to my neighbors for not being D-holes.
Hey, I was going to say that same thing.
Not a single thing has popped off in the last two nights.
Yeah.
Not one.
No premature fireworks going off.
No.
That I have heard, at least in my neighborhood. Rust, you?
Haven't heard a thing.
That's weird,
Are we
right?
evolving?
Maybe.
Well, it's a good thing.
I bet you they'll pop off some tonight.
Well, tonight. But tonight there's a little bit of that expected.
Yeah.
The thing about the 4th of July that it really does bother me is I don't care about fireworks on the 1st or the 2nd or the 7th or the 8th or whatever. But there are people that do. And they are, you know, largely veterans that have PTSD, where unexpected loud booms like that is not cool. Not cool for them at all. And that's why I don't like the premature fireworks. But the 4th of July, there is the expectation. Part of this great land is we blow it up.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, dude. Fireworks rock. I love fireworks.
Look, I love things that go boom.
Yeah.
I've had immeasurable pounds of Tannerite that I've blown up. That is a lot of fun. There's something quite wicked about firing a firearm at a giant bucket of Tannerite.
Okay.
From very far away and make big loud boom.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even need the 4th of July for that. Just go out in the woods and be safe.
Maybe not the woods.
Well, not the
maybe
woods.
Maybe like a gravel quarry.
Yeah, quarry. Yeah.
Somewhere where big boom doesn't go.
No.
Big fire.
Yeah, no. Don't do that.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Or start them.
There you go. Yeah, and maybe that's part of it too, is that we don't want to set our great state on fire like has happened before.
Yeah.
With fireworks. Be safe with the fireworks.
Don't be a dummy.
Yeah, don't. In teenage kids, man, they're real dumb with them.
I mean, adults are dumb.
Yeah,
I showed you the safety video in the break the other day it was the U.S. Consumer Safety Board of don't place any body part over the top of fireworks. And it was this crash test dummy over the top of mortars. Yeah. And the mortar goes off and the head explodes. And I was like, yo.
I mean, it sends a pretty clear message of what could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Like, I've talked about firearms a million times. I don't have a fear of firearms at all. I have a very healthy respect for them. I don't have a fear of fireworks, but you will never, ever, ever see me like light a firework with my face anywhere near that stuff because of just how dumb it is. And yet every time I've ever gone to any like block party function, there's always Uncle Bob over there, you know, standing over the top of it with the giant lighter.
Put it in reverse.
Yeah, Terry!
Terry!
Terry! Put it in reverse, that, Terry!
That video, every single year, is one of the ones where you just go, oh no, who thought this was a good idea? And look, it's very bad ideas and bad decisions are made. If you don't know, just
Google put it in reverse, Terry.
And be warned, it's not... It's not like gory or anything, but it's just like, why did, oh no.
Oh, why would you do this?
Oh no. But yeah, and there's a lot of why would you do this moments. I mean, I remember being a stupid teenager and we had, at the wiffle ball field, we went Roman candles trying to hit wiffle. That was not a good idea.
Look,
it was a very bad idea.
I've had Roman candle fights as a kid. Like,
but we tried to play a wiffle ball game with it and it was a bad idea. It was a horrible idea.
Anybody get any dingers?
No, because you don't know. You don't know. We had somebody make contact, but it just, it was gone very quickly.
Was that you that showed me the Roman candle fight the other day, the guy in the chicken suit?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was not me. That must have been somebody else.
But a guy, they were having a Roman candle fight with, and one guy was in the chicken suit mascot, and one of them goes right in the face hole.
Yeah, not good.
And you just hear the guy go, and there's smoke pouring out of the face hole, and he like rips the head
be
off.
Be smart. Be and responsible.
Then it was
out
because
there.
Of the smoke, a chicken running around with his head off.
Oh my gosh. All right. We have a text on the fan text line. We are not evolving. I live in Malala. Been having hillbillies lighting off mortars all week. Hey. Hillbilly gun hillbilly.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
I mean, when I lived in North Dakota, it's one of the few places where you could buy fireworks year round.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And use them year-round. It was just because there's nothing there.
I thought that was the damnedest thing when I was driving through Tennessee, and just outside of Knoxville, they have it was the weirdest sight to see. A year-round fireworks place right next to a drive-thru liquor store.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Like, it was a fireworks store with a drive-up liquor store, and you could just go and get that. Like, you could go from one right around the parking lot to the other. I was like, is that? And, yep.
Yeah, same thing in North Dakota.
Welcome to Tennessee.
Hopefully there's a pharmacy right next door with plenty of bandages.
Ours was a...
Golly.
Ours was a Taco Bell. Taco Bell right next door, so.
Similar to a pharmacy, Danny.
Well, I guess with the Taco Bell on the fireworks stand, if you got multiple things exploding.
Yeah.
Hey-o! Synergy.
Yeah.
Synergy. All right. Well, be respectful of your neighbors. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't traumatize the pets either.
And get them all out of your system tomorrow, huh?
That's honestly been my biggest issue is that, like, the dogs that I had previously, because they're hunting dogs, didn't bother them a bit. Like, they're just like, where are the birds? Like, I hear boom. Why no bird hit ground? The little dogs, they get pretty worked up.
Yep.
Got to get them the puppy downers.
Yeah.
A little trank
also,
for the dogs.
Hold on. That's something, though, where I go, don't take issue to people lighting off fireworks on the 4th of July.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I know you're not saying that, but that is something that it's like people are like, are we done yet? It's like, no.
No.
Dude, it's a holiday.
America.
Let people.
Let freedom
America. Damn right, brother. Your whizzers. Your Weezers, skipsy do, skipsy don'ts. You know, we need all those. Joe
I like
Dirt.
Sparklers and snakes.
Joe Dirt. I love that movie.
It's great.
It is great. I think, like, Joe Dirt.
God bless Brittany Daniel.
Is a very underrated movie.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this today on Twitter. Somebody was like, The Replacements doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Oh,
Replacements is a great movie.
Unreal cast when you actually go back and look at it. You're like,
Jon Favreau, Gene Hackman, Keanu Reeves.
It's like, yo,
yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty solid for like a, we'll throw it out there movie.
Yeah. Yeah. The dude from The Office, what was his name? He Deaf Tight End? tall guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Pam's first boyfriend works in the warehouse. God. I'm just looking at Russ.
That was
right
Roy
now.
In Roy. The office. Yeah, Roy. Yeah, but I don't remember his, like, the actor's name.
Yeah, no, Roy from the office. That's all I needed. Yeah. That's all. I was looking at you just for Roy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew that you were going to come through with that, Russ.
I'm a giver.
Hmm. All right. what are we doing for the fourth? You got any plans? You got any plans? You, Russ, what's the Russ family doing?
Heading
for the
down
fourth?
To the coast.
Hey, yo.
The good old jewel of the Oregon coast,
all
Manzanita.
Right.
The little apple.
Yeah. Manzanita's great. It's fantastic. Love Manzanita. Great beach there. Big beach there.
Yes.
Gets windy.
Yeah.
Gets windy.
Yeah, it's the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
Do they still do the fireworks show? Is it
I don't think
seaside?
They have for a few years in Manzanita anyway.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
Rockaway, I think, is still going.
Because it is pretty cool. Like, I mean, I haven't done the Portland one in God knows how long, but I did go to it a couple of times when I was younger. But there is something cool about watching the fireworks explode over water.
I'll tell you what. We went to the Blues Festival one year and the fireworks after. We spent 3 hours trying to get out of the parking garage.
Yeah.
To get out of the parking garage. It was...
It's impossible.
And at that point, we were like, we're done.
That's what
Never again. Never again.
It's like, nah, I'm good.
No. All right.
We did go see the Rockaway show one year, like down in Rockaway, and we were up on one of the hills. So literally, like, the fireworks were exploding pretty much at, like, our eye level as we were up on the hill.
Why
that
they
was kinda cool.
Don't blow up a whale in Winchester Bay every 4th of July?
Right.
That's where it was, right? Was that in Winchester Bay?
Sure.
I think that's right.
I think so. That's a sight to behold.
Yeah.
That video is an all-timer.
I can't remember who I was talking to, but military buddy of mine, somebody said something about the whale being blown up. I'm like, oh, that happened here. He's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, you really need to go pull up the whole, because it was like the 40th anniversary or something like that a couple months ago.
Maybe over that. It'd be like 50-something.
It's some anniversary, but it went kind of viral again on TikTok. And I was like, dude, go find the actual footage. I'm like, there was like 4 to 8 pound chunks.
Yeah.
Destroying cars, like
denting
100
vehicles.
Yards away.
Yeah.
He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, the fact that nobody died during this is the best part about it is the actual, like, explosive ordnance guy was not around. And so they just got this other dude who was like, yeah, it seems about right.
Back then, an explosive ordnance guy didn't exist. And he surely did not exist on the Oregon coast. That was like, I bet it was like Tow Truck Willie being like, dude, I know what we can do. Let's blow this thing up, brother. I got some dynamite. Let's go, man.
They ended up using like 1,000 times more dynamite than they needed. It was an insane amount.
I imagine the person who supplied that, and when they pushed the button, he was like, here we go. I just imagine Tropic Thunder.
It's literally the same thing I thought of. Just
light this up.
Just sitting, Danny McBride just sitting there going, yes.
Yeah. That. And then immediately afterwards, everybody looks at him all angrily, and he's like, that was probably a bad idea. Mm. We probably had way too much, and I apologize for that.
But it was cool.
But legends never die.
Mm. Looks like it was Florence.
Florence. Well, that's right around there. Winchester Bay.
A little north of Winchester Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's where my grandma lives. Mm. It's where my grandma lives now.
Florence or Winchester Bay?
Right in between.
Oh, okay.
Right on the 101.
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet.
She lives right in that area there. Oh, grandma. All right. Well, share your 4th of July traditions, plans. We don't have, like, we're going to do the parade. We go to do the local Hillsborough parade. Other than that, it's going to be low key, and I like it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have plans on Saturday. But Friday, Friday, we're wide open.
There you go.
I like it.
Get out there, throw some dogs on the grill.
That's right. I'm not going to watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Coward?
It's a little hard for me because isn't it like at 9 a.m.?
It's early, but I find it boring.
Well, I just find it kind of gross, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But just tell me the number at the end so I can go, damn!
Right.
I think I heard this morning the over-under for Joey Chestnut is 71.5.
No way.
Get out of town.
I cannot. I have a radio show to run over here.
That's true. Stay in town.
Yeah.
70 hot dogs, man.
No.
How is that? I just don't even understand the math on that, like how that's physically possible for your body to allow your stomach to stretch that.
Yeah, point. I want to talk to like a gastroenterologist mm-hmm. about this and just be like, how's this work? And like, what's he feeling?
Mm.
What's he feeling for the next few days after that?
I mean,
like, I know the human body is an amazing
yeah,
thing.
I mean, he's 100% like when this is when he's all done, he's going in the bathroom and putting the finger down the throat, right?
No,
no, you're not allowed to do that.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't do it.
No, I mean, when the contest is over, you can't.
Yeah, don't they take him to like a holding pen or something
like that? Yeah, but yeah. like one of the actual rules is no reversal of fortune.
Really?
Yeah.
Reversal.
So
of
you're gonna process? I mean, what's the average calorie of a hot dog? 250, probably 200.
Go somewhere between 100 and 1200.
Wow, that's pretty good
that's,
range.
That's
you
not
got
an
there.
Average. So we'll go with 200. So 200 calories times 70.
Nathan's hot dog.
That's insane.
Calorie. With bun. Ooh, there we go.
Oh, nice.
We got 140 per hot dog.
Probably 100, 120.
And 130 per bun. So we're looking at 270 per dog.
I wonder how much the calories change in a wiener, whether it's beef or your typical turkey or the one that's just filled with lips and a-holes.
We're talking 19,000 plus calories.
Yeah.
In, it was it, how many minutes is it?
What do they get, like, is it 8 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's a relatively short period. That's bonkers.
Yeah, it's not very long. All right.
God.
Well, we can just do this. How many calories will Joey Chestnut,
consume?
Consume. All right. Yeah, we'll do this. Okay. During competition.
I bet you it's probably going to be around 20,000.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What was Phelps when he was at the Olympics? Wasn't he like 25,000 calories when he was doing all those events?
Whoa. During the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Joey Chestnut can consume upwards of 20,000 calories in just 10 minutes.
Good God.
And when he ate 76 in 2021, it equates to approximately 22,800 calories.
In 8 minutes.
Yeah. This is more than 8 times the recommended daily caloric intake.
And I mean, the
that is so gross.
The fats and the
and
sodium part of that.
So like, American.
That's just got to be the part that's just god awful.
When do you think he gets the gout?
I mean, he's got to have an IV hooked up to him like immediately.
Mm, maybe.
Lean you out a little bit.
Jeez Louise. All right. Let's go.
Good God.
Yeah, B-Rod has a great point here. That man actually has a ridiculous workout routine. Have you seen it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, it's nuts. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
Or you're going to die. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, going down that path. All these people end up doing these contests. They're like the best ones are all in tiny people that are in very good shape.
Yeah. Bring Kobayashi back.
There you go.
All right. Coming up on today's radio program, we got a lot that we need to get to before the old holiday. I don't know how much you guys talked because I was in and out doing stuff. I tried to listen as much as I could yesterday.
Because you are the boss.
To you and Patrick. But how much you talk about this DeAndre Ayton to LA?
Oh, just a little bit because it actually, the official broke in at like 236. I think it was about it. 236, 238, something like that. We came back from a break.
Well, we need to discuss that. I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
Not one bit. And then speaking of hot dogs, Dame and Giannis have beef? Not kosher?
No.
There? See what I'm doing?
I get it.
See what I'm doing?
I'm picking up what you're down.
You see what I'm doing there? We got recruiting heaters. All-star starters were announced, and the big dumper is back in his way into Atlanta. And got some news, notes, and nuggies from around the NFL, NBA, and college football world. But where we got to start, let's get to this DeAndre Ayton. Did the Blazers help the Lakers become a title contender? Danny Dusty on the Fan. Gastroenterologist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, the Lakers and DeAndre Ayton agreed to terms on a free agent deal. Blazers bought him out at the start of the Ligue New Year earlier this week, Monday. And immediately I came to you and I said, he's going to go to the Lakers.
And I said no, because he was not their first, second, or even third option. And then they screwed the pooch over and over again, and they were left going, oh, crap, if we don't grab DeAndre Ayton, we are going to have nothing.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It was clear as day that this is what was going to happen because of the money they have available to offer.
Well, it's like, undeniable, which means it can't be denied.
And so all of their wishful thinking on who they were going to get and leaking out to their reporters. That's the most Laker thing ever. Like, we're going to get so-and-so and so-and-so. It's like, yeah, but you're not going to give up anything. And you don't have any money to spend because it's all tied up already. Mm-hmm. We know how this is going to go. You're going to go to the bargain bin. And guess who's going to be in the bargain bin for a good team? The guy who's going to get $25 million from the Portland Trailblazers not to play here.
And I'll tell you, that's what not a single person in the league believed was going to happen.
Yeah. What did they think was going to happen?
Three different centers were going to end up on the Lakers. There was Brooke Lopez. There was Clint Capella. You just go down the list. Lopez going to the Clippers was one of the bigger shocks of the free agency period. Like, that was like, wait, what? Like, everybody heard L.A., but apparently everyone had the wrong team. Like, there was what? So this is what kind of feeds into this. Pelinka has said that they are now prioritizing cap space for the 2027 season, mm-hmm. which is hilarious, but that's part of the friction with LeBron and the Lakers. And I think part of the reason why Rich Paul releases the not even passive aggressive, but aggressive statement about LeBron and wanting to win is because behind the scenes, I'll say rumor is that the Lakers were negging Dorian Finney-Smith's value, talking about that he was hurt, and it got back to Dodo's agent, and they went, "I'm sorry, what? We're out of here," and they just dipped, and that was a day before free agency, and all of a sudden the Lakers were like, "Oh crap," and that just kind of started a spiral for the Lakers where their only signings were Jake LaRavia, and then, luckily for them, DeAndre Ayton, because nobody knew the DA stuff was coming. Like, that was a bombshell that got dropped in out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty clear with the people that were available that, like, I mean, yes, we all want to think in whatever this hype machine is that the Lakers are going to get whoever they want because they're LA. And they stumble ass backwards into Nico Harrison giving up Luka Doncic and stuff like that happens all the time. But when you think of like a guy like even Brook Lopez, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy that he's been pretty clear and it's been a very apparent. He can't bear the load of a starting center anymore.
They were looking at two bigs. Like that was the thing. They were going to go get two bigs, but they were likely going to get one of the better bigs on the market. And then... they did not.
And then Clint Capella is going to get more money than they had to offer.
I don't think he ended up getting that in with Houston because he signed as their third big.
Golly.
Because they've got Şengün, Steven Adams, and Capella now.
Well, he's Clint Capella.
21.5 million. I'm just seeing how many.
Yeah, well, 2 year, $45.9 million. With the Hawks.
Yeah,
that's with the Hawks. That was with the Hawks. So I don't know what he's going to get from Houston, but a 3 year deal worth $21.5 million.
There we go.
Yeah, 3 years, 21.5, which is 7. Per year,
yeah,
just a shade over 7 per year,
and I'm almost guaranteeing there's probably an option year in there, right?
We don't have it yet. DeAndre Ayton got was a 2 year deal with a player option for the next year at $8 million. So this is going to be a prove it year for him, which it has been a prove it. He went into this year thinking it was going to be a proven year, and now the Blazers are paying $25 million. For him to go and play for the Lakers. And for me personally, we know how much I hate the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm right there with you.
It makes me furious.
Oh, and you're going to, speaking of people being furious, Luka and LeBron are going to, honestly, those aren't the two guys. JJ Redick's going to be the one that kills him. JJ's going to kill him. He's going to kill DeAndre Ayton. Like that is, JJ is such a stickler for the little things. And that's where DA is the weakest, is maintaining focus on the little things. But on the flip side, you're going to go, yeah, but Luka's one of the best like pick and roll lob creators in the history of the game. And over the last, I think, 5 years, DA's third in lobs converted. So on that stuff,
yeah,
it's going to be great. But on the defensive end, your starting lineup now is Luka, Austin, Rui, LeBron, DA. Who is playing defense on that team?
Not Rui.
I mean, he's okay.
Not as a help side defender, which is what you're going to need there.
And you don't have real like rim protection, and you're not really going to be. I guess the one thing you have going for you is you're big.
You are big.
6'7", 6'9", 6'9", 7 foot. I mean, Austin 6'4", 6'5". Like, you're not tiny.
I mean, it's still LeBron is still a good defender.
I would say, as insane as this is, he's probably just slightly above league average. He can dip way below it on certain nights, but he also can still pull one out of the back pocket and go, let me show you something.
So Austin Reeves is probably your most consistently...
And he's a turnstile.
Well, we've seen Luka.
I mean... Rui's
problem is he's in between.
Yeah,
well, he's in between.
Like, that's the thing is like Rui's probably better as a four, but so is LeBron, and you're going to cater to LeBron, so you're going to put Rui on some like just imagine if Jason Tatum is healthy and the Lakers are playing the Celtics, and one of Luka, LeBron, Rui has to guard Tatum, and the other one of those three has to guard Jaylen Brown, and you're like,
how do they defend the Oklahoma City Thunder,
who are so guard heavy?
But how are you going to defend them? You're big, but
Austin Reeves on SGA?
Two guards that are a turnstile.
Yeah.
You have like Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren, who are big,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to pose a problem for you, especially if Chet pulls DeAndre Ayton out of the paint, which he will.
Yeah, it's
like
yeah.
that is a massive issue for them.
I don't know what they're doing this offseason.
Yeah.
It very much seems like the Lakers are taking a gap year, and I think it was Simmons was talking about it. Rob Pelinka has done almost nothing other than be gifted. He was gifted LeBron because he came through out there. He's gifted AD through clutch. He's gifted Luka Doncic. Every other move that he has made has been pretty much a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, but the ones that mattered, they've been able to get done. And so I don't have any faith in them being able to figure something out. But because you have Reeves, LeBron, and Luka, and now at least a functional center, they're going to be above average offensively, but they're not going to be able to stop anyone.
I think one of the things that happens though is you get gifted Luka, and then there's confusing moves made about the NBA that make it look that pale in comparison to that. Like Atlanta getting an unprotected first round pick on mm-hmm. draft night from the New Orleans Pelicans, which there's information on that. We'll get to that coming up next. But also, how do we feel, Rip City, about the DeAndre Ayton buyout and then him heading to the Lakers? I don't like it. Anything nice, I don't like it for the Lakers.
Even remotely nice.
First is Russ with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. This one says, if he plays like he did in Portland, it'll be fine. But if he plays up to his potential and the flashes we saw in Portland, that's going to suck. DeAndre Ayton is now a Laker, two-year, $16 million deal. Blazers are going to foot the bill for $25 million. He's going to make $33 million this year. That's not bad for old DeAndre Ayton.
No, he basically is going to get back everything that he got. He's going to lose ever so slightly a bit.
And that, like, I think the confusing part still for me is, all right, the Blazers opened up $10 million of cap room. Mm-hmm. They got the full MLE now. They haven't done anything yet.
No.
I mean, nothing.
No. And it's, what's kind of weird is not just the Blazers, basically since that transaction and Dame being bought out, the league has come to a screeching halt. Like, there's been almost no transactions done in the past 56, 60 hours.
And this is where we talked about, except for Clint Capella and DeAndre Ayton. But this is where you and I said this on Monday. If there is not a move that coincides with this, it does not make sense.
No. It makes some sense in the sense of their books, if you only look at it from that standpoint.
But for this year, no. Because he was coming off the books at the end of the year anyways.
Yeah. But if they moved him, they were only going to do it for expirings. And so it was just they couldn't find that, and so they didn't go that path.
But you still have a logjam at center, and you got rid of the guy who's been the best one.
No, I get it.
And like that one, that just, if you are saying we are trying to improve and get better and compete, that doesn't make sense. And so this doesn't make sense to sit here and say, all right, we bought out DeAndre Ayton, but we didn't have a plan in place to use the money that we're freeing up.
It does in a sense of, if you're talking about you're wanting your style, your sense, your identity. And again, this is not me like saying, oh, DA was perfect or anything like that. There were times in short stretches where DA was very good and very bought in. But the problem was when he wasn't, man, it was bad. And they, because of his status, because of his stature, because he's a number one overall pick, because he's making $34 million a year, it took a while for, remember Chauncey benching him 2 minutes into the second half of a game.
Yep.
For them to be able to, like, you know, snap the leash a little bit. And, you know, DA bounced back from that a little bit and had a really nice run before he pulls the calf, gets the calf strain.
Yep.
And then he shut down. But I think if you're looking at it from a, hey, you know what, if he's not on the roster and we have the bodies to be able to do this and it fits more of our identity, it makes more sense for us than to trade him away for other expiring contracts that are going to keep us from making other additional moves this year or compromise the books going forward. And again, I'm not saying that's the best course of action, but that's been the general explanation to me is that is in the books thing. That's not new. I've been talking about that for a couple months, that they have prioritized the books going forward. Now, is that, you know, people are like, oh, it's because of the sale. That stuff doesn't matter for the sale. It doesn't. Your books being great, awful, bad, no matter. Like, we just saw that the Adelsons buy the Mavericks with a superstar in place and greenlit trading that superstar. Like, the books don't matter. They just don't.
For the sale of the team, it really doesn't matter. Especially, I mean, DeAndre Ayton was so far. By the time new ownership comes in, he's gone anyways. Like, so that, like, one doesn't. Yeah. That one is a non-factor. And they brought in Jrue Holiday,
whose contract does extend out further. So it's like, right, if you're going to take that argument, then explain Jrue Holiday.
But here's where the biggest concern is. It seems like right now with the Portland Trailblazers, we went through this with Neil O'Shea. You overvalue guys so much and you just hold on to them and say, we want more, 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 more. Obviously, the return for, I still do believe the Jrue Holiday trade was a fair trade. Mm-hmm. It was a fair trade for Anfernee Simons. But they tested the market with DeAndre Ayton, no buyers. Well, no buyers for what you were looking for.
That's it. That's the key.
Okay. So you buy him out in $25 million. Now, if you do that with a plan in place, that makes a ton of sense, mm-hmm, because you're opening up $10 million that you didn't have previously.
Yep.
It feels like they're running into the same problem with Jeremy Grant's contract and trying to unload Jeremy Grant. And because we know that that one is, if you're talking about cleaning up the books, that's the one that mm-hmm. cleans up the books, not DeAndre Ayton.
No, because he's
this one will clean up the books. And what is that market looking like? And are teams gun shy? Because you mentioned this, we haven't seen moves across the board because teams are up against the cap mm-hmm. right now. It doesn't look like, I mean, as of right now, you would think that they would have some action on Jeremy Grant, but there's not. And that is where the overvaluing of guys and not being able to cross the finish line on a deal comes in.
Well, it's the 3rd of July.
Yep.
The new league year does not start until July 6th, at which point in time we'll have a better understanding of where the books are going to be and where people are going to be and kind of how whoever misses out on who, what, and or when teams look at their transactions so far and go, okay, what else? I've been at Summer League, 9, 10 times? There's multiple trades at Summer League every year. That happens because everybody's in the building. Everybody's talking. All the GMs, all the execs are all there. You can, well, not as much now, but back in the day, they would literally just sidle up to each other in the stands and deals would get done right there during games. I'm not saying the Blazers are doing that. That will very likely happen again this year. Now, it didn't happen 2 years ago after Dame requested a trade because everybody was waiting on the Dame trade before anything else would happen, and then ended up going for 3 months. Yeah, it was a problem.
Oh, people are waiting for Giannis right now, too.
People are waiting for Giannis. There's a lot of smoke around LeBron. There's still some out there about Jaylen Brown. Like, there's stuff that's out there. I'm like, I don't really believe it, but if somebody believes it somewhere, they might be playing things closer to the vest. Right now, they have 13 players on the roster. I'd be pretty shocked if they went into the season with 13 players on the roster because they like 14 because it gives you the flexibility and you have the extra roster spot and you've got guys on your depth, all those kind of things, right? And that's not counting any two ways. And so if this is the team they go into the season with, I have questions. I have very real questions. They can't shoot.
No shooters.
They're like, look, Drew Holiday's perfectly fine. Denny is perfectly fine. Jeremy, if he is on the team, is above average as a three-point shooter. Like, even though he couldn't shoot twos last year, he still shot, I think, almost 38% from three. They've got okay median volume three-point shooters. They don't have a single high-volume, high-accuracy three-point shooter on their roster. Not one.
Not a one.
That is a problem. Like, they might run into a worse version of the Orlando Magic offensively because they're just absolute lack of spacing.
Last year, he was 36.5% from three.
Is that what he ended up finishing? Yeah. So almost 37%? Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
Fine. And that was one of his worst years in probably the last 5 years, right?
No. 35%
in Denver?
Back-to-back years in Detroit. And then, no, Denver, 39%. 39% in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been...
He's an above-average three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but, I mean, like... As it stands right now, Jeremy might be your best three-point shooter. Legitimately.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. On volume with
I think
consistency, history.
The numbers bearing out last year as a team, mm-hmm. that was the best.
Yeah.
He and Denny, I think.
Yeah. And look, I have faith 36%. In Denny. Like, when they traded for Denny, I was like, look, there's certainly some indicators there from his corner three-point percentage going way up, but the volume was a little bit, and it's like, eh. But his above the break stuff was great.
Hot dang.
But yeah, no, the shooting is a drastic, drastic thing. And look, you can, I've been plenty hard on Scoot with a lot of things. I'm fine with Scoot shooting, but Shaden is a non-starter as a shooter from three right now. He's bad.
Bad.
Not like, I could kind of see it. He's bad. He's a 31.5% or 32% career three-point shooter. That's not, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because the guys are just going to play under and around everything and go ahead, dude. So he has to make a massive leap for teams to care about that. So, yeah, going into the season, I have very, 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 very real questions about.
And they don't need just one.
You can't just add one. Look, you can add one to the roster if you add a god-tier movement shooter.
Yeah.
You add one of those, okay. And I'm not talking like a Luke Kennard or something like that and another White. Like, if you had peak Kyle Korver, okay. You know, like you're adding a guy that could just let it fly. Going left, going right, pull up. Just a dyed-in-the-wool top 15 three-point shooter the game's ever seen. Yeah, that guy, okay. Maybe you can talk me into that because you've got defenders that in lineup versatility and stuff that you could work around that. But they need a lot of shooting help.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right, let's get to Too Good to Be True. The process that the Atlanta Hawks went through on draft night. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
It's time for the Easy Play, brought to you by HomeZ, making home improvement easy.
Ready to erupt.
That right there was the call on Sportsnet LA. We had Clayton Kershaw with his Spectrum Sportsnet LA. Clayton Kershaw with his 3,000th strikeout. That is crazy.
20th in Major League Baseball history. He might be the last we ever see do it.
Yeah, only the fourth lefty. Randy Johnson, Steve Carlton, CeCe Sabathia, the only other lefties to get that done. We'll talk about that later on in the show, about the 3,000 strikeout club. This Easy Play brought to you by Homesy. Use Homesy's online calculator to estimate your project instantly. Make it easy. Call Homesy. That's HOMZE.com. Too good to be true. That's what the Atlanta Hawks and really everybody in the basketball world were thinking on draft night. That was insanity when the New Orleans Pelicans to move up to what, 16th in the draft? No, that's where the Blazers were.
Yeah.
13th.
13th.
Where it, for the swap with the Atlanta Hawks, gave up an unprotected first round pick next year.
In a class that, and you know, we do this every year, there are three no doubt dyed-in-the-wool guys. Darren Peterson going to Kansas, Cam Boozer going to Duke, and A.J. DeBonta going to BYU. Like, these are three guys that when you kind of tier guys, you're looking, you go, is this not MVP? Is this guy an all NBA caliber prospect? All three of those guys are all NBA caliber prospects. And there's a couple guys that you could talk yourself into being in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Cooper Flagg was originally in this class. As early as, you know, 3-4 years ago, people were looking at the 2026 class and going, ooh, buddy, there might be some juice here. And if you're a true basketball sicko, if you're watching what the next group is doing, Team USA's under-19s in the U19 World Cup right now are beating teams by 50 points. They are beating the brakes off everybody. Like, it is, the whole team is just loaded to the gills, and you're just sitting there going, oh, okay.
So this one comes from Shamit Dua.
Mm-hmm.
Covers the New Orleans Pelicans.
In the No podcast. Yeah. Shamit is about as plugged in New Orleans as it gets from the media side.
All right. So the New Orleans Pelicans, on draft night, they get Jeremiah Fears at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then they trade up to 13 using that unprotected 2026 draft pick to get Derek Queen.
And keep in mind, Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver are the two guys in charge now. And Troy Weaver has a lot of ties to the DMV.
Yep, Maryland big Derek Queen.
And so we talked about going into the draft. The two guys that New Orleans were looking at were Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen. So when you saw Fears go at 7, you're like, well, where does Queen end up going here? Well, Pelican said, we want him too.
Well, they bring him in to presumably be a backup to Yves Missi, who they just drafted.
Or, you know, they signed Kevon Looney.
And they get Kevon Looney.
But it is just, they're building a roster on vibes.
Is this, not great vibes all the time either. Because
no, just vibes, yeah.
DeJounte Murray.
Who's coming off an Achilles tear.
Jordan Poole.
Who's crazy.
Trey Murphy.
Very good, but also injury prone.
Zion Williamson.
Very good, injury prone.
Yves Missi, injured last year. Jeremiah Fears. Sadiq Bey.
Injured, coming off a nasty injury.
Herb Jones.
Has had a bunch of injuries.
Derek Queen. Kevon Looney.
And Kevon Looney has the same hip ailment that I have.
That does not seem like a playoff team.
And that team is basically playing games on what has to be an ancient burial ground.
And they have got to win this year because their first round pick is going to Atlanta. So here's where Schmidt comes in with this. The Hawks could not believe their good fortune. While the Pelicans would spend the next 24 hours facing enormous backlash for their reckless decision-making, Hawks executives weren't shy about sharing the details behind the deal's lopsided structure with rival teams. One Eastern executive with knowledge of how the conversation went from Atlanta's perspective described a perplexing scene. When Senior Vice President Troy Weaver made the call to Atlanta's Bryson Graham, Graham couldn't believe what was actually being offered. Graham asked for clarification multiple times to confirm the unprotected pick was indeed part of the deal. It got to the point where Hawks general manager Ansi Sala called Joe Dumars directly to confirm for himself. The Hawks waited nervously for Dumars to confirm, hoping he would not realize what was going on and walk the trade back. But the Pelicans persisted and the Hawks got their steal.
And here's a little insight here.
Holy smokes.
Bryson Graham just left the New Orleans Pelicans front office and joined the new Atlanta with Ansa in Atlanta because they made the changes there. And so he knows, and this is like a month before the draft, he knows that they like Derek Queen. So that part of it, he's not shocked by, right? Like that whole deal, he's like, yeah, no, like, hey, they want Derek Queen. Like that's not be like, cause you always want to kind of wonder, teams will tell you, hey, you know, you see it in the NFL draft. Hey, what position are you looking at? Cause they don't want to give away the player. If it's anything close to what they're looking at, it's like, nope, hard pass. But hey, if, you know, we're looking at wide receiver, you're looking at a DB. All right, cool. Yeah, we can, you know, there's some trust there. But Bryson knows for a fact that they like Derek Queen. He goes, they're going to take Queen. We're cool here. You know, we can move off this. You know, we've got other stuff we're going to do anyway. So that part of it's kind of baked in. And I've heard, you know, a lot of Blazers fans are like, well, why didn't the Blazers take this? Number one, from my understanding, they didn't get that phone call at 11.
Well, and I've heard a lot of that too. And a lot of this happened because of the way the draft board fell. Yes. When the Blazers traded out of 11.
Mm-hmm. Coward going up, bumps Queen down another spot, and then Asenge going later bumps Queen down another spot. And so it's like, and you know that Atlanta's, you know, not looking there, so it's a safe spot to go. But also the next two teams in San Antonio and OKC, you know they're looking at bigs. You 100% know, yep, that they're looking at bigs. Now, well, San Antonio pivots and goes to Carter Bryant.
And Memphis went big too. Memphis went...
Cedric Coward.
No, with... excuse me. Sorry,
yeah, Portland
went,
yeah,
big. Yeah, yeah. They went Cedric Coward. So, yeah. The Carter Bryant was the luxury pick
it was,
of the draft.
100%. Because they ended up going and getting Luke Kornet.
And they got him off
big.
The bench.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, so
yeah,
perfect.
But that's Spurs. That's what happens. But yeah, I've heard post-draft that there is a little bit of noise that Minnesota did have Hansen on their board. And we know the Nets did.
They went Behringer. They went center.
Minnesota did.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah, at 17. Yep. You knew there was going to be a run on bigs in that spot, which is why the Blazers weren't comfortable going. Like, to be totally fair, I've been told directly that they were not really even comfortable going back to 16. They were a little scared even there.
From one side of this, you can look at it and you say, if New Orleans had two guys at 7 that they were torn between, mm-hmm, in Fears and Queen, and they're like, at 13, we can get one of the guys we thought we wanted at 7, then you move up.
But that's
the
a hell
confusing
of a price.
Part, though, is because you look at what next year's draft class is going to be, and you look at that roster and you say, is this a competitive roster in the West?
No.
And no, it's not.
No.
That's where everybody goes, this is the stupidest thing we've ever seen.
I've seen some odds books that have the Blazers second worst in the West. That's the worst that I've seen them projected as far as odds. Most of them have them in the 10-11 range. And the Pelicans, I think it was Simmons, because he was talking lines with Russillo, was like, I would take the Blazers over the Kings and the Pelicans. Like, their rosters don't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but put ball through hoop, important.
Yeah, I mean, who's doing that, though, if you're not healthy in New Orleans? And nobody on that roster...
Well, who's doing it if you're healthy in Portland?
I mean, you could at least stop somebody. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you're just like... Now, if you're the Pels and the way you talk yourself into this, what if it does, what if Derek Queen is like the second covering of Chris Webber? Like, modern-day Chris Webber?
Yeah, it'd be great. That's awesome.
That's how you talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
But that's also what Troy Weaver did in Detroit for years and just put them in hell.
Oh, Joe Dumars doesn't have the greatest track record either.
No. Those two guys, no, he has a good, I mean, a very good track record of building a very good team. but he also has a track record of taking Darko.
Well, and driving good teams into the side of mountains.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he built a championship team, but he also broke a championship team. So, you know.
Well.
Little column A, little column B.
And a lot of the New York Knicks when he was there. You know?
New Orleans is right now probably the most dysfunctional organization in the NBA. Like, people are looking at Washington and Charlotte because they have new front offices, new coaches, new ownership in Charlotte. And while they're not seemingly improving, they're making transactions that make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pelicans have new front office, a new old front office that is making a lot of the same mistakes that they made in the past. Not prioritizing assets appropriately.
Yeah. I said New York. I meant Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Remember when he was brought in?
Mm-hmm.
This is when September or June 21st, 2019, he became the special advisor to the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was promoted to vice president of the Sacramento Kings a year later. Their decision making was horrendous in that time.
I mean, you can just...
Well, I mean, it's Sacramento.
Yeah. Monty McNair had one little like shine of like, hey, this isn't too bad. And then ownership stepped in again and decided to spice things up. We'll call it that.
God, that is... All right. Well, but good on you, Atlanta.
Look,
good job. That's been a dysfunction. That franchise has been very dysfunctional too, with their front office and the hirings, firings, revolving doors that they've had. And they've still found a way to be relevant, at least. The Eastern Conference really has helped that.
Super helpful.
But Atlanta doesn't get enough credit. Where would you put Washington and Charlotte in the most dysfunctional organizations in the NBA?
They're not down there anymore. Their front offices are both very shrewd, I think. I don't think that, knowing what they know now, they'd probably do the Denny deal. But they were going for a full reset, and they were like, hey, we're getting decent capital for this. Let's go ahead and do this.
Not damn.
Charlotte has become a team when they're particularly on the draft clock. They are conducting business always. They are checking always. They are taking a spin around the league and checking, okay, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And they've got plan. Like, they're just more functional.
Yeah. The Hornets, BT Dubs, the Con Knipple, and who's their other pick that they had? Who else?
Liam McNeely.
Mm-hmm. The two white guys.
Mm-hmm.
They looked so awkward in those Hornets uniforms. Teal doesn't
do good on the whites.
Not the pasty whites.
No.
And that was not.
And Con's from Wisconsin. I think Liam's from the Northeast, if I remember right.
Yeah. Their rookie photo shoot was tough.
They aren't taking Con was the guy outside of Dylan and Cooper.
I lobbied for the Knipple slip for him to fall to the Blazers.
I mean,
didn't happen.
I had somebody said, I'll $50 that Con doesn't go in the top five, like a month before the draft. I cowered out and I didn't take it.
Come on, you should have.
I was like, there's one team that might let him slip. And I was like, he might go six at worst, but I should have taken it.
Mm.
I'm a dummy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Scared money don't make money.
All right. Big Dumper backing his way in next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.